Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
The city council is considering whether to put a measure on the ballot.
I'm very concerned about our budget.
Governor Rick Snyder has met with more than
a dozen. It's Wednesday, the morning we talk with Michigan Radio's political analyst Jack Lessenberry about what's going on in state politics. A state house panel has unanimously approved a bill to compensate people who are wrongly convicted in Michigan. The state would pay them $60,000 for every year of imprisonment plus damages. Jack, how often do wrongful convictions occur?
Well, of course, we don't really know, but Steve Bita, State Senator Steve Bita, who's the main sponsor here, told me there'd only be about 5 cases in the last few years where they would qualify. You'd have to have a full exoneration, not a reduced sentence or a pardon. This would be for somebody who'd been convicted totally wrongly, kept in prison for years, and while $60,000 might sound like a lot of money, it's really probably not enough to compensate people for often they lose their families, they lose their jobs, they lose their lives. If you go into prison at age 22 and come out at age 45, it's pretty hard to pick up the threads. So other states have had this. We've been lagging behind, but maybe now something will happen.
Two Michigan groups hoping to legalize marijuana in Michigan can begin collecting signatures to put the question on the 2016 ballot. A state elections board signed off on the group's petition language. Are we closer to seeing the legal use of marijuana in Michigan?
Well, probably, but we don't really know for sure. This is something like same-sex marriage, where society has gradually changed over time. But there's another thing going on here, too. There's some people, and maybe even more Republicans and Democrats, who see this as a way to raise revenue for the state, that this would be sort of a painless sort of another sin tax where they would have money. And some people have talked about using marijuana sales money to fix the roads. It's very premature, but we've been looking very carefully at what Colorado, which essentially has legalized recreational marijuana, to see how things fold out there.
The 4th of July is coming up. A Democratic state lawmaker has called for repealing the 4-year-old state law that allowed consumers to buy more powerful fireworks. The law also bars local governments from banning fireworks around national holidays. How is this likely to go over?
My guess would be it's unlikely to pass because people talk about freedom and private enterprise and all of that, and also because it's being sponsored by a Democratic lawmaker. Although, you know, there's a lot of people who are very concerned about fireworks. I think you might get a lot of support from a man named Dave Rexroth, who is a Detroit TV weatherman who blew his eye out with fireworks last 4th of July. So it's a problem, and a lot of people are hurt or maimed every year, but once the 4th of July passes, we tend to forget about it.
And finally, the Ford Foundation is one of the world's biggest philanthropic organizations. Its board members are meeting in Detroit this week for the first time since 1946. The foundation has its roots in Detroit, and it's redoubled its efforts in the city since the city's bankruptcy. How significant is this?
I don't know about the meeting itself, but its attention to Detroit certainly is. This was, of course, founded by Edsel Ford, the son of the great founder of the Ford Motor Company. At one time, they were the biggest owners of Ford's non-voting stock in the world, but they wanted to be not seen as provincial, and they moved to New York. They gradually divested themselves of Ford stock. They're not involved in Ford in any way at all, and for a long time, they were spending almost no money in Michigan. Well, now they say they're inspired by what's happening in Detroit, and they're coming back, and I think this is sort of a symbol of their belief that in a possible Detroit resurgence, a Michigan resurgence, it's a good thing, but I don't think you can count on the Ford Foundation moving back to Michigan anytime soon.
All right, Jack. Thanks so much.
You have a wonderful day.